What's up, everybody? Hope you're enjoying your Thursday night. Wherever you may be, whatever you're thinking about, hopefully it's positive thoughts. So, tonight, the NBA is back. My game is the Los Angeles Clippers plus four against the Lakers. I think LeBron James is going to show out. I think it's going to be, they're going to get off to a slow start because they're playing at the quarantine facility. And there's no crowd out there, but I think in the fourth quarter, the Lakers are going to run off with it. If you're a betting man, betting woman, I take the Lakers -4 on that game. Going to the topic this evening. What's really changed? What's really changed? And what I'm referring to is what's changed over the last 50 years when it comes to black folks. So this is 2020, right? 20 years ago was 2000. 20 years before that was 1980. 10 years, you know what? That's only 1970. Wow. What's changed in 100 years? 1920 to 2020. What's changed in 100 years? Well, excuse me. What brought me to this topic today? I bring this up for two reasons. One, I saw a post online and the individual wanted to know, what can we do about violence, crime in the inner city? What can we do? There's not a lot you can do. There's not a lot you can do. The conversation is always warranted because you want a safe neighborhood, you want safe city, you want your children to be safe. But man, most of these the shootings for the most part. Let's talk about those first. Most of these shootings are revenge. Let's just make no mistake about it. Most of these shootings are people that know each other. Now, you got road rage. I'm not talking about that per se. But a lot of these shootings where you see a guy run up on somebody, wherever they may be, a lot of that is revenge. For what purpose or what reason is between individuals, I have no clue. But being a person that came up in the inner city myself, being a person that came up in the streets myself, trust me, everybody pretty much knows if every deed, good or bad, has a consequence. Let me repeat that. Every deed, good or bad, has a consequence. In other words, whatever you do out there on these streets is going to come back to you one way or another. One way or another. So it's very hard to gauge, you know, asking when the question is layered and set in front of you. Hey, man, what do we do about all of the violence? There's nothing you can do. That may sound harsh, but there's absolutely nothing you can do. You can have all the conversations, all the town hall meetings, and hey, man, the people that are out there that needs to hear it, they're not going to be at the town hall. You know, I mean, what you have to do, in my opinion, is you have to raise your family. You have to raise your people to be the best they could be. And always do the right thing. And that's really all you can do. That's really all you can do. I mean, as far as, you know, what's going on out here, man, there's multiple things going on. When you talk about, and there's a separate thing, you know, when you talk about a lot of the shootings between people that know each other, that's totally separate from car theft, people stealing stuff out of Target. You know, stuff like that is going to happen anywhere. I don't care what city you're in. Beverly Hills, Bloomfield Hills. Stuff like that is going to happen everywhere. But the shootings between people, a lot of that is individuals that know each other. And one guy done something to another guy. And then he says, that's okay. I'll find him. I'll catch him. And they catch him. And then you hear about it. Yeah, that's it's unfortunate, but that's what it is. What's really changed when it comes to the next thing I'm going to talk about is a little interesting, the N-word. So let's make this clear. There's two things going on here. The N-word, in my opinion, is N-I-G-G-E-R. The N-word, again, N-I-G-G-E-R. The other word, nigga, N-I-G-G-A, totally different word. You can disagree, that's fine. Totally different word. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be playful. It's meant to be between folks. It's a lot of different ways to use that. But when you're talking words, the N-I-G-G-E-R, and you're talking about N-I-G-G-A, and, you know, in my opinion, we're talking about two different things. Again, what's changed? What's really changed? I mean, we can go back and forth and back and forth. What do we do about crime? What do we do about the N-word? What do we do about gentrification? But black people have been doing well for a long time. And what bothers me sometime is the facets, the powers that be, that try to pitch or paint us as if everybody that's black is poor and they don't have anything and they don't come from anything. And that's just not true. It's not true. In the 1950s, Hazel Scott had her own television show. A lot of you may or may not know about it, but she had her own television show. In the early, and this is when the Jet first went into publications, and they showed a picture of an African-American family from 1915 or something like that, and you know, the man of the house had a suit on. The woman had a beautiful dress. The young son had a suit on. And his sister, I'm assuming it was his sister, had on a dress. Very beautiful black and white photo, prominent photo. And what we, you know, I just hope everybody understands that we've always come from, we've always been great. The greatness started many, many moons ago, whether your heritage is from Africa or whether your heritage is Indian or mixture of the two. Greatness has always been there. And sometimes I get a little, I definitely don't want to use the word upset, because at this point in my life, nothing, it takes a whole lot to make me really get upset. And I hope you're the same way. But I get a little disappointed when I hear, you know, whether I'm listening to a radio show or something, and I hear people say the following. We need to be more educated. We need to fill in the blank. See, we need to fill in the blank again. All black folks are not the same. All black folks don't vote the same. All black folks don't fight the same. All black folks don't fuck the same. All black folks don't eat the same. We're not all the same. What's really changed? What's really changed is a whole lot more of us have a whole lot more money. And while it's not about money, let's make no mistake about it. You ain't doing too much of shit in this country called America without it. Think about it. What's changed? Now we got Jay-Z. Shout out to Jay-Z. Now we got Dr. Dre. Shout out to my man's Dr. Dre. Now we got LeBron James. Shout out to LeBron. We got Byron. We got the man that took a $500,000 loan to start BET and flipped it and made $1 billion. I call him Big Rob. We got so many individuals that are employing our people, that have made a name for themselves, that have went out there and made an honest living. We got Barack Obama. We got Oprah Winfrey. We got Will Smith. We got Denzel Washington. We got so many folks now. So many folks. What's really changed? Nothing. We've always had great folks, but man, I'm so proud of these people. And of course, there's a whole bunch of other people that I'm not able to list, name everybody. Ice Cube. Shout out to Ice Cube. All of these wonderful YouTubers and podcasters that are giving us information. I know homies that's in jail right now that been down for 20, 30 years, locked up on the bricks. Some of them no money on their books in 15, 20 years. And if they had the opportunities that we have now, if they had the different voices that they could listen to, that could say, brother, I came from nowhere. I came from the streets of Compton, produced music that I love, put a product out there called Beats, and I made something of myself. If some of these brothers back in the day could have heard some of them stories over and over. Like we have a cool thing with our technology. Cause back then you could listen to a motivational record or cassette tape. But now with technology and your phones and Bluetooth, you can listen over and over and over again till it hypnotizes you and makes you believe the glass is half full. What's really changed? The thing that I also hope for the future is that more people look at life as the glass half full, because you do have a choice. You can look at life with the glass half empty. You can look at the glass half full. And that just simply means that you can take a negative, or what looks to be a negative, and see the positivity in it every time. I don't know, man. I don't want to, you know, I don't like when I hear the same complaints from an individual, from a group, whatever, 10, 20 years later. What we gonna do? We ought to start fill in the blank. Well, black people need to fill in the blank. I have a lot of promise. I really believe that the future is bright. I really believe that. And people are doing great now. And if you don't hear from any damn body else, you're hearing it from me. There are people that are doing great right now. Don't let this bullshit, don't let people fool you, man. Keep your head up. Do your thing. But you got to do you. If you listen to anybody, listen to my last episode, what if no one gets it? What if no one gets it? You have to walk out the door. You have to wake up every day and walk out the door with the realization that no matter what I do, if nothing works, I'm still going to keep my head up, and I'm still going to be happy. Because I'm doing my thing.